Ending homelessness for Oahu veterans by December 31st of this year will require housing placement and treatment for 985 former service members. That according to Colin Kippen, chair of the Hawaii Interagency Council on Homelessness.
We have to have a goal, a defined number that we are drilling down against. Because if we don't do that, our game is never intended to end it. It's to simply manage it.
Kippen says more than half of the state's 950 homeless shelter beds are vacant each month, so there's sufficient capacity to house more veterans. Pacific Island Healthcare System Homeless Programs Manager Andrew Dahlberg says the state is on track to attain that goal.
We're meeting our target of 57 a month. We realize we're probably going to hit a ceiling at some time, so we're making efforts to reach out to the community and really thinking of anything to get these veterans housed.
Dahlberg says chronically homeless veterans who live on the streets for at least 1 year or four times in the last 3 years are eligible for housing vouchers averaging $1,100 a month. The Institute for Human Services provides emergency and transitional beds for veterans at the Ivile Homeless Shelter. Executive Director Connie Mitchell says homeless people need more housing options.
If shelters are places where they are being assessed and triaged and that we can connect them with the right services, then definitely shelters, you know, are needed. But shelters are very expensive and you really want to invest in affordable housing.
But Luana Meyer, a professor emeritus from New Zealand and a Hawaii Kai resident, says the state's goal of ending homelessness for veterans this year and children and families in 5 years is somewhat misdirected.
5 years between now and 2020 is a third of a child's developmental period. It's only 8% of a 62-year-old's lifetime. So I think children should be our top priority, and that's an investment in Hawaii's future.
The executive director for the Social Services Coalition, FOCUSED, Scott Morishige, says the Interagency Council is adopting national objectives in order to receive federal resources.
There's two big national initiatives that specifically target veterans. And if we can build a model by targeting a smaller group, that's something that we can replicate to then target the larger populations of the chronically homeless and then homeless families.
The State Department of Health received a $3 million federal grant over 3 years in 2013, and the city and county of Honolulu will be hosting a landlord summit and a stand-down event for veterans this summer. Interagency Council Chair Kippen, whose term ends in July, says setting a goal and holding all parties accountable is what the future is about.
We actually have hit the first 4 months of our goal. We're above 100%. So set a goal, go get it. And if you can't make it, then ask the question, how come we didn't make it? And what more do we need to make it?
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.